I think it's becoming more and more evident, especially as we see the characterization of this progress as a race, that hopefully the proper restraints and safety considerations need to be and hopefully will be considered. Again, I still remain an AI optimist, although I do think there has to be some AI realism that accompanies that optimism. You can't, on one hand, expect a technology to be completely world-changing, and on the other hand, expect it not to come with its fair amount of risk. Anyway, again, maybe more on that in another episode, more philosophical episode. Regardless, Meta has very much responded in turn to Project Stargate with its own plunge into 2025 and the pursuit of AGI. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back tonight with another daily digest with three updates in the greater world of AI that, of course, will trickle down to us as AI-using marketers. We're going to keep it short, informative, and helpful tonight, at least as short as possible. And shout out, as always, to the rundown.ai for covering a couple of these topics in today's newsletter, linked in the show notes, of course. Okay, first things first, more news in the race to AGI, following, of course, the recent news about the Project Stargate, the massive $500 billion investment being taken up by the U.S. government, OpenAI, and SoftBank, among other tech companies. And this new news is the news that Mark Zuckerberg has announced Meta's own plans to commit a whopping $65 billion into AI infrastructure and development throughout 2025, which is a huge increase from their spending last year, 2024, which was about $40 billion. First, a few of the details behind the announcement. Practically, it's going to take the form of a massive operation. I'm running out of words to describe the size of these projects and these operations and the scale of them. But if you look at Zuckerberg's post announcing the project, you can see an overlay of the size of this building over Manhattan, and it takes up a significant portion of Manhattan. And a link to that post is in the show notes. Again, shout out to the rundown.ai for this link in their newsletter today. As part of this plan, Meta seeks to deploy over 1.3 million GPUs by the end of the year, with goals of serving more than a billion users on their Meta AI platform, as well as launching Llama 4, which Zuckerberg expects to be the leading state-of-the-art AI model, according to his post. And I'm sure that became a bit more of a stressful expectation in recent days with the release of DeepSeek's R1. Now, the context in which this announcement was made, we just discussed Project Stargate, and we recently did an episode about it, that $500 billion initiative. And putting aside the fact that it's pretty crazy that Meta is coming up with its own $65 billion, being one company compared to the collaboration that it took to get the $500 billion for Project Stargate, and is nearly matching the initial $100 billion commitment of Project Stargate, we now find ourselves fully in the race for AGI, which is just evidenced by this huge surge in AI investment and the incredible intensity in the competition between AI models and companies, which, again, we've recently talked about in episodes with the DeepSeek R1 reasoning model, and we'll have more DeepSeek on the episode today because they are still at it. Quickly after rocking the world with R1, they are back. More on that in a bit. But this AGI race has seen tech companies' stocks actually plummeting and peaking, and the market actually took quite a hit with the R1 news in the last 48 hours or so. I'll leave that to more business-focused podcasts. But what we're seeing now is the need for the hardware that's going to be powering what these companies want to do, this race for AGI. And these companies are racing to secure the actual computing infrastructure that they need to develop these systems. And obviously, this just again highlights the stakes of this technology and this race that we are witnessing economically and national security wise. I think it's becoming more and more evident, especially as we see the characterization of this progress as a race, that hopefully the proper restraints and safety considerations need to be and hopefully will be considered. Again, I still remain an AI optimist, although I do think there has to be some AI realism that accompanies that optimism. You can't, on one hand, expect a technology to be completely world-changing, and on the other hand, expect it not to come with its fair amount of risk. Anyway, again, maybe More on that in another episode, more philosophical episode. Regardless, Meta has very much responded in turn to Project Stargate with its own plunge into 2025 and the pursuit of AGI. Okay, next up is the news that a voice feature may be coming to the Grok AI assistant, specifically the iOS voice integration on the iOS Grok app. And this would feature a dedicated voice mode icon in that prompt bar. You would also have native voice models to the Grok platform. I think it's four or so different voices to choose from. And there's also going to be an 11 Labs integration that you would have access to for those voices as well. And here we have 11 Labs again finding their niche brilliantly in this AI space, doing something at an incredible level, which is voice synthesis and AI voice generation and voice cloning, and powering virtually any of the leading models or software's voice capabilities in the background. And the biggest part of this would be the real-time data access capability that this voice assistant in Grok would have. If you are not only an iOS user, but you happen to be a Tesla owner, there will be a major voice integration coming to Tesla vehicles as well. And I'm going to stay out of that territory because I don't recommend you have your Tesla crafting your marketing content quite yet. But you know, if you can run all the models on your Tesla as it's driving you around, you might as well have your strategy discussions in there if you can hop on a call with R1 or O1 or whatever one you're reasoning with. Okay, now finishing up with the news about DeepSeek, mentioning R1, more news about DeepSeek, talking about them for the second time now in what feels like as many days. They have unveiled another AI model called Yannis Pro 7B, which is a multimodal model, meaning that it can generate and analyze images and does so at a pretty impressive level, reports in some cases outperforming DALL-E 3 and Stable Diffusion technology. And it is also released under an open source license for unrestricted commercial use. Check out the links in the show notes for some of the technical specifications of the model. As we mentioned earlier, DeepSeek continues to make waves, not only in the AI market, but the tech market as a whole. The financial markets in this country as well. NVIDIA's stock took a huge hit, plummeting up to 17%, nearly $500 billion, I think, or so in a day. Microsoft, Google, Amazon were also down a few percentage points. Despite their businesses taking incredible hits, though, the leaders of these companies have been openly praising the success of R1 and DeepSeek as a whole and what it means for the AI world in general. So for better or worse, DeepSeek and China are very much driving the AGI race forward, as well as illustrating, again, the importance of global collaboration and global transparency. And I do truly hope there is an avenue forward where that is a reality. We're going to continue to remain optimistic here on the AI Marketing Navigator, that's for sure. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It would be so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.